Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Triple 8 702 5494. On Twitter at Bill is King. You want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Plenty of extemporaneous hangout time here. So I'll tell you the story. I don't remember the year, but it was the heyday of Pat Dye at Auburn. So it's the somewhere in the early 90s. And we're doing the show. And the producer at the time, her name was Hope McCormick. Still remember the name. Says, Bill, this is during a break. Pat Dye, somebody who says he's Pat Dye, is on hold here. Wants to get on the show. So I go into the producer's booth, click the line. Now again, we're in a commercial break. And start vetting this thing. And I pick it up, and the person on the other end says, Coach Dye. That's not a good. I'm not a good impersonator, but it was Coach Dye. Kind of like that. And we talked briefly, and I didn't think it was him. I thought it was somebody trying to get in, which, you know what? I should have just let him in. We could have vetted it on the air. But those were kind of prickly days, and again, the older guys, everything was so tight and regimented, and you weren't allowed to do this or that. Everything was so stiff and stale that I was kind of in that mode. So I basically hung up the phone. I got a call in the office the next day from somebody. It was Pat Dye. He was listening to the show. Now, I don't know what we were talking about. He wanted in on something. But I hung up on Pat Dye. Needless to say, he never tried to call in again. He did fine by him a whole bunch through the years. Man, I regret that. I hung up on Pat Dye. Wished I hadn't have done that. I remember it to this day, Coach Dye. I was thinking, what kind of clown would call in here and impersonate Coach Pat Dye? Click. Oh. Jim in Jupiter says, Bill, the greatest coach ever is Bobby Bowden. He took a girls' school that was about to shut down football and made it into a power. He says, Bama is the easiest place to win in the nation. That's a very good point, although it makes you wonder, why is Alabama historically the best ever? Alabama is the best historically, and you could call them the current best. Now, Clemson just won the most recent natty, but, I mean, Alabama's done so much. You could still make that claim as a program, right? Because Alabama's not a real populated state. Alabama's not Florida. It's not Georgia. It's not Texas. It's not California. It's not Ohio. Now, Alabama produces ball players. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's a good state. But it's not really geographically notorious. Why is it that Tuscaloosa, Alabama, just random city, is the place where historically the best college football program has been located? Tuscaloosa, Alabama, which is not notorious either. It's a nice city. I like going there, but it's nothing real unique about it, right? just like any other small town, decent small-sized city. I've always wondered that. It's true. I mean, Alabama is the historic, and they're updated too. It's not something that we look back on and say, boy, during Bear Bryant's time, this happened. No, they're doing it right now. They're reeling off natties, multiple natties, and they're good enough to keep doing it. It's not a yesterday's thing. It's not, we're trying to get back there. You remember when Nick was winning in 09, 11, and 12, and boy, I wish we could get back there. No, they're current. Alabama is current. They're updated. Regardless of what happened in the Clemson game, they're updated. But why Alabama? Why is that spot not? Let me just pick a random city, Athens, Georgia. Georgia is more geographically advantaged, Athens, Georgia, than Tuscaloosa. Now, Tuscaloosa is close to a lot of players. Outside the state, too. You can get down to the Panhandle. You can go down to Louisiana, North Louisiana in particular for them. You can go wherever and get players to Alabama. But I'm just talking about a city's location. Why is that not Athens, Georgia? I mean, if Bear Bryant and Nick Saban were in Athens, Georgia, would that mean there's more natties than they've got now? Now, I'll say this. The state of Alabama is the most college football-possessed state in America. It's the most obsessed with college football state in America per capita. Let me rephrase that, per capita. There's no pro team. There's Alabama, there's Auburn. And there's nothing else. Right? When it comes to sports, that's it. It's not like up north where you've got all the pro sports. And you've got various pro sports, lots of them. It's total college football every minute. Well, it's college and high school football. Every minute of every day. There is no off season. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I don't know. But that's irrefutable. The most territorial state in America when it comes to recruiting is Alabama. If you go in there trying to get a player and Alabama wants them or Alabama and Auburn wants them, your chances of getting them, now Clay Webb last year, Georgia, is a rare example of one that got out. And he had Athens connections. But it's the hardest place in America to go from out of state to get a player if the powers in state, Alabama and Auburn, want them. It's nearly impossible. There are a few exceptions, but not many. Okay? Not many. Josh says, Bill, Ryan Day's offense is the one that completely dismantled TTUN this past November. He says he won't fail. And the entire country, including Alabama, is in trouble. Ryan Day is about to... Ryan Day, in Game of Thrones terms, is going to be that dragon. He's going to torch Saban, right? By the way, what was the name of that big dragon? For somebody who didn't watch Game of Thrones, even though I've seen highlights, I've seen the highlight package. No. I've seen the coaches' cut-ups. The TV highlight package doesn't do the scouting. It's just due. You want the coaching cut-ups when you're watching games. So I've seen the coaching cut-ups of Game of Thrones. What was that dragon's name? Well, and by the way, somebody tell me. What was I'm more intrigued with the dragon than the blonde. Okay? Did the dragon just fly off into freedom? Or was the dragon given a kingdom to run? There were seven kingdoms, right? Or whatever they call them. Towns. Did the dragon just... Oh, and by the way, was it he? I just said he. I'm assuming. I don't know that. Did the dragon just fly off and just go find a place to be happy at? Well, he didn't have to go always kill people or what? How did that happen? Just trying to figure this out. I'm trying to get connected on this. Because I'm never going to watch Game of Thrones. It's not going to happen. No Cav says, Bill, what are your thoughts on Landon Dickerson? And that he entered the He-Gone Gateway. Yeah, Landon Dickerson from the Florida State offensive line. Now, let me be clear. Florida State hasn't had an offensive line in quite some time, so I probably shouldn't even say that. But Landon Dickerson, one of the players who attempted to be part of an offensive line, entered the portal. Then Willie Taggart said, well, he's still here and he's still working out with us. And then he entered it again. I'm just saying. I don't have any idea. No, Kev, what's going on there? Obviously, he's trying to find a new place. Nobody on that offensive line's done anything. Literally, Florida State has not fielded an offensive line in I don't know how many years. It's a disaster on that offensive line. And I don't have a lot of hope for it. We're going to get a call. Got to get the break. Crazy Charlie says, tickets at Primo Seats. Remember, PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. And use the name Bill Iskick. Take that name and put that in the promo code box. That'll get you about 5% off. That's sporting events, college or pro. That's concerts. Use the name Bill Iskick. Put it in there about 5% off. Primo Seats for all of your ticket needs. Got to get the break. We'll get a call when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck with injuries on I-40 eastbound between Old Hickory Boulevard and Charlotte Pike. In the south, also clearing a wreck on Old Franklin Road, east of Preston Road in West Nashville. 65 north, still recovering from a wreck near Armory Drive northbound. Same for 440 at the Nolansville Pike entry to I-65. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks. Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off. What's utterly fascinating about the dust bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the dust bunny's only natural predator. Run along, dust bunnies, run along.
Napa know-how.
This week, if you're a AAA member, you can pick up a Napa bucket for $2.99 and get 20% off almost everything you can fit inside. Meaning you can save cash on quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more just for being a AAA member. So hurry in and save 20% with the Napa bucket. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. Minimum three items may not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 5/29/19.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Five State Forecast. your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunny for this morning, an afternoon high in the low 90s. Mostly clear overnight with a low near 70. And then Friday sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Friday night, mostly clear. Looking for your overnight low in the low 70s. And then Saturday, mostly sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, we'll be in that general area tomorrow, Southern Steak and Oyster, location of the show. Crazy Charlie will have his hands on hour number one. 888-702-5494. Jeff in Chicago. I believe he's on the snooty north side. I'm not sure. What's up, Jeff?
Yes, sir. Right here, right now.
What's
beautiful
going on?
Day too, because beautiful day. I know you're wondering about our weather.
It's cold. What's the temp?
Well, right now, as we speak, it's 64 on its way up to close to 80 today.
Wow. So
pretty.
Wow.
Yeah, sunny skies. Chamber of Commerce. You know, on Tuesday though, it was a high of 52 and like cold and gray. So we, in fact, this past Saturday, I was out early in the morning, and I think I hit all four seasons in the span of 6 hours. So it's. I will just say we have some interesting weather this time of year.
Here's but, you know how we've been comparing trestle versus herbs, and then Bear versus Saban. Here's what I want to compare: what's colder, okay, Lake Michigan or the Pacific Ocean off San Diego right now? What's colder?
Lake.
I need a comparison.
You'll have to have a bean counter get that because
that's
I'm
right.
Not really sure how cold it is.
I'm telling you. I've been in the Pacific Ocean
in Michigan. One thing I know for sure is it's damn cold in Lake Michigan still, and it will be until about the middle of July. So that I can attest to.
I'm telling you, I've been in the Pacific Ocean in Hotel Del Coronado in San Diego in July, and I literally couldn't put my toe in there. It was that cold.
Wow.
I swear, I don't know how the surfer boys do it.
Well, they've got those body suits now, you know, it's like
right.
Everything else. But here, you know, like I just wanted to chime in on a couple of these things because, Jim's making the point about Alabama that it's the easiest place to win. And I actually disagree. I'll tell you where the easiest place to win is. But, I mean, when you're in a small state with another school that's also trying to be a football power like Auburn, I mean, I don't know. I think it actually makes what Saban's done even more impressive, to tell you the truth, because I think there's other schools in the SEC where it is easier to win there. So, but I actually think the easiest place is Ohio State because – something that doesn't get talked about a lot is that, you know, they're really the only P5 school in the state, which is a large populous football crazy state. I mean, they attract the best players in the border states too. I don't know. I think Ohio State is definitely the easiest place to win from a recruiting standpoint too. You can also, it's also attractive to players, you know, obviously if you have the connections from Texas or Florida more so than other schools in their league. So I actually think that lack of like another, you know, player in the state makes Ohio State the easiest place to win at in the United States, plus the support. So, you know, and look, I do realize that Urban has a a better Big Ten record than Tressel. There's certain metrics, of course, and Urban is a better coach all time when you factor in Florida. But I think when you ask the real hard, I mean, the bottom line is they both have one national championship, and Tressel has more Big Ten titles. So I mean. And yeah, he was there a little longer, but I don't know. I mean, what did Urban Meyer do at Ohio State that Jim Tressel didn't do? That's what I want to know.
Let me put it in concise terms. Urban Meyer is sexier than Jim Tressel. That's the bottom line,
yes.
Right? Seriously.
No, you're No, look, you're totally correct on that point. He is, and he
whether it's style of play or whatever.
Yeah, and he brought that factor to Ohio State.
Right.
Which
he's cocky. He's arrogant. Tressel is kind of like a professor, right? A goofy professor.
Totally agree. I think the things that I'm saying and the things that you're saying can all be true. You know. So anyway,
Only thing, they both own Michigan. Tressel played them more. Obviously, he lost in 03. That was it. And look, that's an incredible
record. Tressel had to get over that hump because not forget, as dominant as Ohio State is right now, was pretty much as dominant as Michigan.
It was the other way before he got there. Correct.
Right. So
by the way, Michigan still has the better record all time, right? I think they do.
Yeah, but when I was a kid in the 80s through the end of the 90s, and Cooper got close with that team that lost to Michigan State at home, that was tough L for Buckeye fans, I know. But, when I was a kid, Ohio State, they were a great program, but they were never in contention for a national championship, at least between when I started watching in 85 through, 95 or 96. Like they weren't really in the national championship mix. Of course, it was different back then. But, Tressel had to – I guess the point I'm also trying to make is that Tressel really had to elevate things in a way that Urban Meyer was able to come in with the sexy factor that you're talking about. And Jim Tressel left him a much better place, So, I don't know. I just think, plus, how he comes, he's not a, Tressel, I just think there's also something to the fact that Tressel wasn't a mercenary either, Let's face it, Urban Meyer's just, he's like a one and done in basketball, right? Like, he's coming in as a mercenary, he's not going to be there that long, and it just seems like, with the way Tressel, if I was an Ohio State fan, the way he worked his way up from a school like Youngstown State in the state, becomes the coach of Ohio State, it was kind of a gamble at the time. No one really knew that name that well. I mean, you did, some the hardcores did, but I guess I just respect the way Tressel did it there. And what he had to do to get them to that point a little more than Urban Meyer.
Jeff, be good, buddy.
All right, sir. You too. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call. The GOAT checking in on the beautiful, gorgeous Emerald Coast. Says, Bill, the dragon is a he. Okay, so my description was right there. And he took, is it Khaleesi's body? Now, is that the blonde? And flew away. He said there's a dragon somewhere in Westeros who's free as a bird. His name is Drogon. Drogon. See, that shows you how much I don't know. I'm trying to piece this together. Because I'm never going to go back. I don't binge watch anything. I'll never go back. And the concept of binge watching, I don't even understand. I would never take X number of hours in any day in front of a team. Well, unless it's college football. I'll binge watch college football. Let me back up there a little bit. I binge watch college football every time it's on. But anything else, I would never go back and watch some sitcom or some show on Netflix or HBO and spend hour after hour trying to catch up on it. God, I can't even imagine doing it. I know everybody does it. I can't imagine personally doing that. I just can't. But I know a little bit more about game. Like, if I'm out in public and somebody wants to talk about Game of Thrones, I can throw some tidbits out like I actually watched it. I can lie my way through it. No, Kev said, Bill, that dragon's name was Nick Saban. Oh, here's what I was thinking. And I got to get the Cosmic Cattleman. Cattleman, hang tight. But I need the bean counters to look something up for me. You've had two superstars at Florida. What's the league record of Spurrier versus Urban Meyer? I know that the sampling is not exactly the same. Spurrier was there longer, just like the Bear was there longer as well. But somebody get me the conference record there. Charlie, can I take the cattleman here or not?
You can do whatever you want.
I tell you what, Cosby, tell you what. Cosby Cattleman, hang tight. Because I want to get your call in, and I want to give you your just due. So hang tight, I'll come right back to you. Bottom of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on 40 eastbound between Old Hickory Boulevard and Charlotte Pike. Clearing wrecks on Old Franklin Road and Old Hickory Boulevard in Tusculum. In South Nashville, 65 northbound is slow between Harding up to 440 and 24 westbound is slow from Briley Parkway through Whitsitt Park and 440 up to the Eastern Split. Smashville Moving Company. Moving, hauling, cleaning, no job is too big. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a gift you will love for an anniversary, birthday, or just because, and want to save 10% off? How about a gift card from America's favorite day spa, the Woodhouse Day Spa? The Woodhouse Day Spa in Midtown is conveniently located by Vanderbilt and Music Row. Give the gift of relaxation, stress reliever, and pure indulgence at the Woodhouse Day Spa located at 2001 Division Street in Nashville. Amenities include complimentary valet parking, champagne, mimosas, and chocolate, while choosing from over 70 luxury spa services 7 days a week. They offer couples and therapeutic massage, skin care and body treatments, manicures and pedicures, and several spa packages to choose from, including packages for couples like the Woodhouse Private Couples Retreat. They will help you with all of your gift-giving needs. And use the special code BALLPARK10, that's BALLPARK10, to save 10% off at the Woodhouse Day Spa, Midtown, Nashville only. Call 615-717-7511, that's 717-7511, or go online to nashville.woodhousespas.com.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For May, try the delicious chicken cordon bleu sub with amazing fresh cut fries and drink at the special monthly price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit the SouthernNashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Vrabel, you're going to know who's in charge when he's around. You understand what I'm saying?
If you cut him, he would bleed footballs. He is football through and through and through. I bet he can bench press more than half his football team.
Wasn't he down at the Senior Bowl working the sled?
He was. Yeah. I guess at USC, he knocked a guy down.
It's a good story.
Exactly right, man.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show.
Southern Steak and Oyster on Friday. That's tomorrow. Cosby Cattleman, what's happening?
Get out those all-beef kosher hot dogs. Get that Venezuelan flag flying high and hit that Bernie rally. Bill King, happy Memorial Day weekend almost.
You got the Venezuelan flag out.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you might want to take a People's Republic of Vermont flag with you, too. Happy Memorial Day weekend, Bill.
Hey, you know what? I was talking to Jeff, and I was thinking about, you know what? I'm going to do the Cosby. I'm going to do the Chris Lowe thing. I'm going to hold you till the end and then say we don't have time.
Yeah, and come on during the commercial break and tell me what to say. Quit ripping Fatmer.
Right. Yeah. I was going to have Charlie read you the here's how you're supposed to talk about the Vols.
Yeah, Chris Lowe, he's a profile in courage, I have to say. Hey, Bill, listen to a little bit of the show here. By the way, talking to Crazy Charlie, you might want to hit the refresh button on your internet connection today. It's cutting out, in and out on me a little bit.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, you might. I don't know what you do with your provider there. Tell Adam to get off his fat butt and quit eating oatmeal cookies and give him a call.
We don't want to blame Crazy C.
Tell Adam to get off the golf. Actually, Adam's been building the new studio, but he likes to get on the golf course, too.
Well, Crazy C is the internet master. It's not his fault. We'll blame Adam for anything technical around there.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, I'm playing along with the show a little bit here today. First off, I got a bean counter stat for you.
Okay.
I don't know how much this will surprise you, but it still blows my mind. Muschamp, I've been calling you about him a lot this week, the forgotten man in the SEC East. He's 27 and 29 career in the SEC.
Yeah.
And he's 7-0 against Tennessee.
What are you saying? He owns the Vols, but not the – if you took Tennessee out of there, he'd have a losing record, right?
I think the year he lost to one of those directional schools. I forget which one it was.
It's Georgia Southern, I think.
Was that what it was?
I think so. It was a wishbone team, triple option.
I think
team.
He beat Tennessee without scoring a touchdown, too, or some kind of crazy score, or a bunch of field goals or something like that. Hey, Bill, next thing, one thing on Florida and then one thing on where it's harder to win, and I'll get out of your way.
Yeah.
You know, Bill, Florida's had some stinkers, speaking of Muschamp, although there's been worse. And then you had McElwain, and even though McElwain wasn't any good, he still won them two SEC East. That's another kind of mind-blowing stat. But they've been pretty spoiled, Bill. I mean, a guy like Spurrier comes around once in a lifetime, and then you get Urban Meyer, too. A lot of schools never see one of those guys.
Correct.
I mean, you got like most of these schools. Like, say, Arkansas's got Frank Broyles. I guess most of these schools have one guy. But they've been pretty spoiled down here in Florida. I mean, Spurriers and Urban Meyers don't grow on trees. Just look what Tennessee's been dealing with. You know, Sergeant Carter and Shower Etiquette press conferences.
Right.
I'm just saying they're running around just, you know, assuming Dan Mullen's going to be great, but what if he's just a guy?
They all think he's going to be great down there now, at least from what I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, and like a lot of that is, I mean, Spurrier, you get spoiled after a while. I mean, I've been watching trash football for a long time. You don't get that spoiled feeling. I mean, if Georgia's going to, you know, keep stacking these dudes up and Georgia's going to be the new big king in the East, they're going to have to get used to going to see Mickey Mouse down there in Orlando, too.
I thought you were going
to
talk about
– I can tell them where to get a good drink at Epcot. All about the fried buffets and Cocoa Beach.
That's right.
Hey, one last thing for you, Bill.
No. Didn't you see Geno's comment?
Oh, yeah, Geno. You know, Tennessee's just another game. Just another game.
So, Geno's basically taking the Lady Vols and said they're nothing anymore.
Well, they are nothing.
Which is true.
They are nothing. They barely got in the NCAA tournament. But, Bill, one last thing for you. Here's something I'd like to bring up. You know, you talk about where is it harder to win. I think you would say Notre Dame, but I think Notre Dame does have some academic requirements that some of these other schools don't have. And, by the way, Bill, is it true in the SEC, I've heard this, that you have to take an extra math class that some of these conferences don't require? Isn't that true?
Where?
In the SEC. I've heard in the SEC, even the ACC, I've heard there's an extra math class that the SEC requires that most of these power conferences don't require. You ever heard that before?
That's only at Peabody. Nowhere else.
No, I believe that's correct, Bill. I think for whatever reason, the SEC requires an extra math class.
Got to remember, Peabody's smarter than everybody else, so it has to be Peabody.
I didn't say Peabody, Bill. I said the conference. The bean counters or some of your 24/7 buddies can verify that, but I've heard the SEC has an extra math requirement that most of these other conferences don't. But, Bill, let me throw this at you. You ever hear, speaking of academics, you ever hear of a professor squawking at Kentucky or Alabama?
Not like at Tennessee or Georgia, no.
Right. I mean, Linda Benselmeyer's up here famously came out and said Spencer Riley couldn't read.
I remember that.
And I guess where I'm going with you, Bill.
What was the lady's name down at Georgia?
Oh, Jan Kemp.
Jan Kemp, that's right. That's right.
Going way back down the history books. Of course, Georgia thinks 1980 was yesterday.
Right.
But Tennessee's had other problems with that too, Bill. The Drake Group and other professors yapping, and I think it was late Fatmer blaming this or early Dooley saying that at one time it was actually harder to get a football player into Tennessee than Vanderbilt. Could you believe that? But here's where I come down on it, Bill. In Alabama football and Kentucky basketball, that's the company store. The school knows, Alabama knows it's a football school. Kentucky knows it's a basketball school. The president knows it. The board of trustees know it. The academic crowd knows it. And they just shut up and get out of the way. What kind of scandal? Okay, Alabama had a textbook scandal one time. Whoop-dee-doo.
Right.
Outside of that, what kind of scandal has Alabama ever had outside of buying ball players? and getting caught.
Well, that pretty much covers everything, though.
I mean, like, take Kentucky. Outside of getting, you know, Dwayne Casey and sticking $100 bills in Emory Air Freight packages, you ever seen an academic scandal or any kind of other scandal at Kentucky? you see any Larry Nassers walking around Lexington?
Not that I know of.
That's why I say. I say that it's win at all costs at Alabama and Kentucky. That the whole university's just invested in it. It's a winner or win or nothing else mentality. Win only. And that's why Alabama's always going to be on top, is because they keep their academic crowd in place and they don't have any counter forces. You don't have any women's basketball crap. You don't have any Debbie Jennings running around Tuscaloosa, Alabama, do you? You know who Debbie Jennings is, Bill? I'm sure your audience doesn't. We got one of these man-haters been hiding behind Pat Summitt's skirt for 30 years. You don't have that at Alabama and in Lexington, Kentucky, Bill.
Not that I know of. No.
Hey, tell Adam to get off the 17th fairway, eating his oatmeal cookies, and get his fat butt, hit that reset button on the internet. See you, Bill.
Oh. You had forgotten the name Jan Kemp. Jeff, too, did the math here. Spurrier and Urban Meyer, I thought this would be a little different. Now again, kind of like Saban and Bear. Bear was there about twice as long as Saban has currently been there. And it's the same with Spurrier and Urban Meyer. Spurrier was there 12 years, Urban 6. Spurrier was 82-12 in SEC play. 6 SEC titles. 1 natty. Urban was there 3 years. He went 36-12. So they lost the same number of league games. Urban there 6 years, Spurrier 12. Urban, though, won 2 SEC titles, but he won 2 natties. And the 09 team, everybody, was plenty good enough to win another one. Alabama beat them, but that team was a natty-type team. Urban had 3 teams, got 2 of them, that could win natties. That's interesting. I would have thought Urban would have fewer than 12 SEC losses. Now, you got to remember, his first year, 05, was... Now the Zucker inherited or left him some talent, but 05, you're just kind of cleaning up everything. And then 10, things started falling apart. That's where I bet you the majority of the losses are right there. I'm guessing between the two. That's interesting. That was fun. Looking back at, because very few schools have one superstar coach. I guess, how many schools have truly had one or two superstar coaches? Very few. Most never get one. So we did the Ohio State thing. And we didn't even include Woody Hayes, but we kept it more modern. Jim Tressel versus Herbs. Herbs is more sexy. That's the difference in general. We did Bear versus Saban. Spurrier versus Urban. Now, who would be a school that's had two superstar coaches? I can think of one right now. Oklahoma had Bud Wilkinson and Bobby Stoops. Those are superstar coaches. Yeah, that qualifies. That absolutely qualifies. That would be an interesting one, too. Now, you got to remember, Bud Wilkinson had that incredible long winning streak. What Jeff's gone back and looked. Was that a 46-game winning streak, I believe? Spanned several years. Bobby Stoops had an incredible run at Oklahoma, won 1 natty in his second year, but was competing for it a bunch. There are very few places where you've had a couple of big names out there. Real big names. Jim in Jupiter says, "Hey, Bill, that extra math class in the SEC requires competitive marbles. I've never heard that about an extra math class. The GOAT says, Bill, Tennessee has actually been crushed by the football gods. He says it's actually poetic. What's going on there? Vols have not had much going their way for a long time. Last SEC championship game appearance was 07. They lost. Lost to Ryan Perilou, who was a serial knucklehead, 07. Hadn't won the league since 98. So we're 20 years and change on that one. David says, Bill, you need to remind Cosby that Alabama's APR is second only to Vanderbilt. Well, let me correct something there. It's Peabody. Second only to Peabody. Rob in the 210 says, Bill, that was a 47 game. I always get that. I always get that number like one off on the Oklahoma streak. Rob would know. 47. I wonder what Bud Wilkinson's. Now, that's we're going way back on that one. But winning percentage. Noel Kev says, Bill, what about John Robinson and Pete Carroll? I don't know if I need to think about that. I don't know if I place them in the same category. Certainly not Barron and Saban. Nobody can ever compare to Barron Saban at their school, meaning football, college football. Urban Meyer, the sweater vest. Urban Meyer, greater than sign, John Robinson, Pete Carroll as college coaches. But that, you know what? That would be elite. Now John Robinson kind of soiled his resume. Remember, he came back. After the NFL stuff, he came back, and the magic was gone. He had nothing. That hurts me a little bit when I'm thinking about it. I saw John Robinson's teams play in the early 80s. Got to remember, in 78, they tied. It was a split natty with Southern Cal and Alabama, and they played that year, and Southern Cal beat them. They split the natty. Southern Cal later lost, I believe we've talked about this, to Arizona State. So both had that one loss. One was head-to-head that year. Yep. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Urban's losses were mainly at Florida, he's talking about, 05, 07, and 10. 05, they went 5-3. We're talking about league play. 07, 5-3. 2010, they went 4-4. Karen points this out. Now, I am a huge fan of this guy. I know him a little bit. Defensive coordinator Mike Elko cashes in, is now in the top four of the highest paid DCs in the nation. He's up to $2.1 million a year. Mike Elko. Do you know who, I believe it's Kevin Elko. You know who that is? Kevin Elko is Nick Saban's coach. Now, what do I mean by that? I believe it's Kevin Elko. I know Elko's the last name. I don't know this guy. He is a motivational speaker dude. Kind of a, he represents companies, coaches. I believe he represents Belichick. I believe it's Kevin Elko. Not related to Mike, but the same Dave Elko. Matter of fact, he was here about a week ago up in the borough speaking to some people. Kevin Elko. Yeah, that is Nick Saban's personal, like, life coach that he pays, that he employs. And he's employed by lots of people now. Makes a fortune. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Call that number. If you want pest control and you need it and you have a need, you've got whatever issue it might be. I can go over a lot of them, but you have pest control needs. Or, for example, the other day, Gator Mike. It was his quarterly spray time, so we got the guys over there to take care of Gator Mike. Gator Mike's got a new home. He lives in East Nashville, moved over from Hendersonville, but they were over there the other day. And if you want really considerate pricing and you want the job well done, Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Give that number a call anytime. One more break. And Charlie, are we filling again until 9:15?
Yes.
Okay. Crazy Charlie says, yes, we are. So we will not be off at 9. Now, some of the affiliates out there, you might be leaving us at 9, but I'll be on till about 9:15. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on 40 westbound in Hermitage between Spence Lane and the Eastern Split. On the other side of Nashville, still clearing a wreck on 40 eastbound between Old Hickory Boulevard and Charlotte Pike near Highway 70. I-65 is slow south of Nashville through Wedgewood, past the 440 Parkway, and down toward Armory Drive. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career choices. Log on to airforce.com. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Curb appeal. You know it when you see it. And with the Home Depot, you can absolutely get it. Boost your curb appeal with the best brands at the best prices. From new garage doors to colorful flowers, from exterior lights to a new coat of paint, from inspiration to installation, you can do it. Or let the Home Depot do it for you. Visit homedepot.com/services for more information on installing your next project. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary, and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
The race for the East is off to a quick start as the Braves go to battle to defend their division crown.
Pitch on the way. In the air, down the left field line. This will win the ball game, and the Braves have done it. Dansby does it with a base hit, and they chase him up the first baseline.
Today, Ozzie Albies and the Braves wrap up their trip to San Francisco as they take on the Giants live from Oracle Park.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 2:30 on Nashville Sports Radio.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunny for this morning and afternoon, high in the low 90s. Mostly clear overnight with a low near 70. And then Friday sunshine with a high in the low 90s. Friday night, mostly clear. Looking for your overnight low in the low 70s. And then Saturday, mostly sunny. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel, Southern Steak and Oyster tomorrow. It's where we will be. 888-702-5494. The GOAT down on the Emerald Coast points this out. We talked about it early. Actually, Buckeye Brenda brought this up the beginning of the show, about 3 hours ago. But Jay Billis was talking about it, too. It's about D3 St. Thomas. They win so much that the league they're in, they're in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The league they're in has decided that they've won so much that the league has two choices. Either disband or boot them out. So they were informed recently that they've been booted out of the league. Now, they've given them a couple of years. I think it's at the end of 21. That was nice of them to do that. That was very considerate. So, again, in this messed up planet of participation trophies and let's don't hurt anybody's feelings and let's not keep score, we have decided that winning too much is not good. You got to get out. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, the GOAT points that out this morning. And I agree with you. This is a messed up planet when that's a thing right there. Instead of competing and trying to beat them, let's get the hell out. Oh, Jeff too. Here's one I wasn't thinking of. Tom Osborne and Bob Devaney. That is one. Wow. That might be the best ever back-to-back coaching situation in college football. Talk about back-to-back. I don't mean a coach in between. Bob Devaney, Dr. Tom. That was in early 70s, I believe 1973, handoff. Wow. So, conference record, league record, Bob Devaney, was 101-20-2. No, that was overall. Sorry. He was only there 11 years as the head coach. Dr. Tom, 25 years. His league record, check that, was 62-14-1. And he won 8 league titles, 2 natties. Dr. Tom was there over twice as long, 11 years to 25 years for Dr. Tom. He was 160-23-2. 13 league titles, 3 natties. Yeah, Dr. Tom took a Hall of Fame superstar coach, Bob Devaney. Remember now, everybody, you're not supposed to come in after the guy. Because when you come in after the guy, you never live up to the guy. This is the exception. He took what Bob Devaney had done and battered it. One more natties. Now, he was there over twice as long, but so what? One more natties, and his league record percentage-wise was much better, and he won way more conference titles, 13. He just did what you're never supposed to do and what most people never do. You come in after the guy, and everybody wonders about the guy. Now, I'll tell you this. Karen's going to bring this up. Jimbo did a pretty good job after Bobby Bowden. He won a natty. Couple of years in. Coming in after Bobby Bowden ain't easy. Just because everybody's going to remember. Now, you gotta also remember one thing, though. Bobby's better years were pretty distant by the time he was pushed out. But Jimbo came in after the guy and did well. Didn't stay nearly as long, but did well. Until he got into a big snit with the booster guy and the AD guy and other people. And then he and Karen had a meeting. Here's what happened. Jimbo and Karen met and decided it was best if they both got out. Now, Jimbo and Karen rigged this to where it looked like Jimbo went first. Karen stayed back. And Karen did have an ill mom that she was dealing with. Karen was being a good daughter. But they discussed this. Karen stayed back just to make it look like it was innocent that she moved to Texas, but it wasn't. It was highly planned well in advance. Karen will never admit this, but I know I had spies that were checking this thing out. So I know what happened. I know exactly what went down in that whole fiasco. Yeah, good one, Jeff, too. Good one there, man. Bob Devaney and Dr. Tom. Why in the hell did I not think of that with my P PhD programmed college football mind. How did I not think of that? You got to remember now, Dr. Tom should have won it in 83. Miami beat him. He could have gone for the tie, which would have awarded them the natty. It was the 84 Orange Bowl, 83 season. He'd have had four natties. And after that, got to remember, they couldn't beat Florida State, Miami because of athletes until the recruiting took another turn. Then he started winning natties. This guy won all his natties at the tail end, literally his last years, including his last year, 97. For those like WNSR, I'll be back. I'm here until 15. Omni.